Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's have some fun.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
Oh, I love that.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals.
Bingo. How fun.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
The best double play combination in Stark County.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Let me tell you what this is like today.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead. Do you know when you do a game at a ballpark?
Yeah.
And the grounds crew comes out and they start patting down the pitcher's mound, and then they go over to the home plate area and they start working on the batter's box and they start raking it and everything.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, here comes somebody in a riding tractor and they go through the infield and they rake it again, basically.
They drag it, yeah.
They drag it. Then they go out into the outfield and they mow a little bit. Well, that's what it's like working from the home dojo today, because obviously all of a sudden at 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon,
right,
and it feels like 88 degrees outside, for whatever reason, you hear it? Everybody wants to mow their lawn right now in my neighborhood.
You want to come mow my lawn, Danny?
That's why you got to get back into the studio. Come on, Larry.
So today, here's why I think it makes sense. It's Thursday. They want to get it all done before the weekend so they can relax on the weekend.
Yeah, you know
why?
They
get it done on Thursday.
You know why? Because it's going to rain over the weekend. You got to get it done today. That's the real reason.
I see. I didn't check the forecast. I'm not, as astute as you looking that far in
advance. You'll learn really fast. The minute you have to start mowing again. Have you ever mowed a lawn? Have you ever mowed a lawn?
Oh, when I grew up in Springdale, I mowed the front yard and the backyard.
You, like my cousin Kevin, have not mowed the grass for over 30 years.
Let me try and think now back after I got out of... No, I did it when I got out of college when I house sat.
That doesn't count. So 30 years.
Jim Trestle's mom got me a house sitting job, and I had
rest
to mow
in
the lawn.
Peace. You haven't mowed a lawn in over 30 years. Who do you think you are, Nick Turk?
Why would I have to mow if I don't have to mow?
I'd like to do it, Mom and Dad. I'm allergic.
You know what? I'm bored today.
I can't do it.
Hey, Mr. Neighbor, I'm bored today. Can I come mow your lawn for the, you know what, of it? Hey,
that's the difference. Okay. I love it. It's very relaxing. It clears the mind. You don't have to worry about things like last night's NBA Finals game or the All-Star game the night before that. Shohei Ohtani. Forget about it. You get out there and you start mowing your grass, and you are at one with nature.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Call me the nature boy. Nate.
The nature. Woo! So when you're mowing your lawn or your neighbor's lawn or somebody's lawn, do you have earbuds in? Are you listening to music?
No, never. Listen.
You're not?
Two places I refuse to listen to music at. Two places. You ready for this one? When I'm mowing my lawn, I have to be aware of my surroundings as much as I can be. That mower's pretty loud. It's a John Deere, man. I mean, come on. It's the Harley Davidson of riding mowers. It's the Harley Davidson of riding mowers. Got to know what's going on. I like to be aware of what's going on around. I can't hear everything, but I need to be I don't wear my earbuds when I'm working out at the gym either. For the same reason.
What's wrong with you?
I need to be aware of my surroundings. Somebody needs a spot. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody yells out. Somebody else needs this or that or whatever. Or somebody just wants to ask you a question. I don't want to be that guy that's nodding their head, singing their song. You ever walk up to a guy? I know you don't have a membership at a gym, but I've walked up to people at my gym at the Powerhouse, and they start singing whatever's in their earbuds, and I can't stand it.
See, that's me. If I'm going to the gym, which it hasn't been a while,
I'm blocking everybody else out. What's been longer, the last time you mowed a lawn or the last time you set foot into a gym?
It's mowing the lawn. My buddy Hutch out here in Medina in the game sports.
He trains.
That's where my son trained and everything like that.
You took a tour. Yeah. I forgot. When's the last time you worked out at a gym?
At Hutch's place.
You liar. God, you're such a liar.
Lying.
Your nose is growing, Pinocchio. You're a liar.
No. So I've worked out more recently in a gym than I have mowed the lawn. But in both of those cases, for me, I'm putting in my earbuds. I'm finding the tunes that I'm loving. I'm cranking that sucker up as high as I can, man. And I'm head bopping, you know, in the gym, and I'm singing along, especially if I'm on a riding mower and I'm outside. I don't give a crap what anybody else thinks.
I'm
singing along to Bruce Springsteen or Jimmy Buffett or whatever I have. Bob Marley, Ziggy Marley.
You're not
paying
attention to what you're doing. You got to get your mind into the game, man. You can't – look – why would you wear headphones when you're working out, but don't wear headphones when you're playing the game?
Because
you worked out,
you
practiced.
Out,
when you played basketball in high school, if they would have had earbuds, you would have worn them at practice if you were allowed to. But you know there's no way you would have worn them during a game.
Here's why. Practice sucks. The game is fun. So to get through the thing that sucks, it helps take your mind off of having to work out. You listen to music. It fires you up. It gives you that adrenaline boost that you don't get working out because there's no fans in the stands. When you're playing the game, you
look,
get that
she
energy
goes again.
Boost.
You hear it?
She just made another pass. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. So, you know, for me, man, I love being outside cranking the music.
Hey, I get
whether
it.
It's a speaker look. With that Bose speaker we got from Mr. Kelly, which is phenomenal. I love that thing. And the Bluetooth connection is phenomenal. Or anytime I'm at the beach, whenever I'm outside, I like my music loud.
I get it. A lot of people do it, and especially when they're working out. For me, it's just not right. I don't like it. I can't stand it.
All right, so you have no workout music at all. You don't have a song that fires you up? Or
the only time I will listen to music when I'm at the gym is if I'm doing cardio. If I'm on my rowing machine, if I'm on my recumbent bicycle, anytime I'm doing cardio, that's different because I don't care what anybody else is doing. But if I'm lifting and somebody might get into trouble, I want to be able to be over there and lift a, lend a helping hand, so to speak.
All right, let me ask you this. When you're at the gym, how often, because of what you do for a living, how often do people come up and want to talk sports with you at the gym?
Oh, it's everyday life, anywhere.
Okay.
The minute they find out who I am, I told you, the one person that I met, which was unbelievable in a million years, I never thought I would meet this guy. I've heard you talk to him for years and years, decades actually, is the Bostonian's son works out at my gym.
How about that? So small world, right?
Yeah, so now guess what? Every time he sees me, for 10 years he never talked to me. Now he finds out that I'm on with you every day. He wants to ask me a question. Hey, what's going on? You hear from Dad today? No.
All right, so people always ask me this. Hey, do you mind talking sports when you're not on the radio or you're out and about? So what about you?
At least they ask you. Oh, they don't ask me. They just go right at it.
Now, see, do you mind that, though? Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm a big mouth. I'm going to talk anyway.
Okay.
But, you know, it's different. At the gym, that's gym talk anyway, for the most part, you know? You know, it's you call it, what, water cooler talk. Like if you're at the office, hey, did you watch that game last night? Yeah. Well, with me, it's not, did you watch that game last night? Did you watch that game last night? What do you think we're going to do at the Olympics when these three players that are in the fight, you know, it never ends.
Right. So here's my advice to you, like, and you've already pointed this out. If it ever gets to a point where it's bothering you,
put the headphones on.
Put the earbuds in, man.
Touché.
And bob your head.
Good point. End of story. Slam dunk. Put me in my place.
Yeah, if it ever gets to that point where the Bostonian son or whoever it is, what if Hiram and if Dick from Dayton came and they were working out at your gym and you didn't want to talk to them, earbuds in, bob the head, they won't bother
you. Listen, since we're giving you the kudos anyway, you might as well go this way as well because you were right on that instance. Yeah. You're right on this one as well because I did watch a game last night and you are right. There is no chance. I don't care if they won last night, they covered a spread or not. That Milwaukee Bucks team, in my opinion, stinks. And Giannis cannot will them to victory. He's not good enough. You can't. Well, look, you're a two-time defending MVP of the league. You can't shoot 50% from the foul line? Are you kidding me? You're relying on fadeaway jumpers. If DeAndre Ayton would have played better yesterday, and Booker should have fouled out. Did you see on his sixth foul, he mugged the guy and they didn't call it?
Dude, it was one of the worst non-calls in history of the NBA. Yes. It was terrible. And you know who was even worse than DeAndre Ayton?
Yes.
Chris Paul sucked
yesterday. I was going to say the referees.
Well, who was worse, Chris Paul or the referees? Take your pick right there.
I don't want to say this, man. you got to start wondering sometimes. And I know it's a long year and they didn't have a lot of off time or whatever. I don't want to use the fixed word, but, man, when you see a guy play like that, didn't it just seem as though, yeah, we're going to go back to Phoenix. We need to make this so when we do win it in seven, we can win this on our home court. Or, does it ever creep in? Do you think that way?
It didn't with the player. It did with the officials. Officials, in my opinion, if you're going to question anybody about fixing a game or looking like it might be fixed, do you think they won a seven-game series in the NBA? Yes.
Here's the question.
And yesterday's calls, with the exception of Booker's, were heavily in favor of Milwaukee.
This is why the Booker foul is just amazing to me. Now, a guy is already taken out in the fourth quarter because he's up to five fouls, and we know you get six fouls to foul out in the NBA game.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you mug a guy for your sixth foul? You're going to foul out with just a few minutes left, and the game's still in the hanging in the balance, right?
Yep.
Blatant, give him the layup. You don't mug a guy. Unbelievable. He wanted to foul out of that game, or
Here's the thing. I mentioned this, I think, in the previous round, and then again in this round, and I mentioned it last night. He's an emerging superstar, not an all-star, a superstar in the league, right? He had 42 last night.
The last time a superstar fouled out.
Well, here's my point. He has to get better with his mistakes. Two wrongs don't make a right. So if you turn the ball over at one end, which was a blown call by the officials, it went off of Milwaukee's foot, but he was upset with it. He comes down at the other end and creates a foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be more mature than
exactly.
that and control your emotions. And he's not there yet with that side of his game.
You're right. He's a hothead. He is a hothead.
He's a very
big-time
hothead.
It's one thing to be like LeBron and you yell at the official on every missed call or every call you think you should have. That's one thing. And the faking, oh, my gosh, the acting on these fouls, even my man Jay Crowder, I mean, this dude deserves an Emmy, an Oscar, whatever else you could give him because he earned it last night.
Dude, I know he got slapped in the face, and maybe one of the two times he actually got poked in the eye, but he was selling it big time last night. and how about the other time where he went stumbling? Yeah, he stumbled toward the half court. It looked like the guy barely touched him, and it made it look like he got shoved by the Big Show or Hulk Hogan or somebody like that.
This is the NBA Finals, and this is what we watch. You know, I was watching on social media, the Twitter accounts. Everything was on fire last night. Now, I thought it was actually a pretty entertaining game because both teams, in my opinion, stunk. For whatever reason, it was captivating to me. It was good. It was fun. It was good to watch a game that didn't involve the Cavaliers, who we all know stink this year, or stunk. Okay? But to watch this game last night, I'm thinking to myself, this is the best the NBA has to offer, for one, and for two, there ain't no way, and I think I texted you last night with Drew Holiday on the Olympic team, there's no way we're winning the Olympics. I'm sorry. I'm taking that one back, too. There's three things I'm wrong about. Wearing your earphones. The Olympic team I thought would win, and I thought that the Milwaukee Bucks, I almost call them the Brewers, could win the NBA Finals. One, two, three strikes, I'm out. Done.
Yeah. No, well, here's the thing about Drew Holiday. His best aspect of his game is defense.
He's stuck. Well, all right, then you got to give credit
to Paul
Booker.
You know, look what Chris Paul did, right? They had Drew Holiday a lot on Chris Paul, and he had an off night last night. Then they put him on Booker when Booker got rolling. And for me, last night Milwaukee stole one, or Phoenix gave one away. Phoenix should have won that game away.
Right?
They should have won that game. They gave it away. They're up 9 in the fourth. They're up 2 with like 2 minutes and some change left, and then they took some bad shots. And give Chris Middleton credit. What did I tell you? One of the ways Milwaukee can win is Middleton to be on fire. He had 40 yesterday, and he scored 10 straight points to take them from 4 down to 4 up.
Okay.
So can he do that, though, two more times in the next three games?
No, I don't think so, and I don't think you can win an Olympic gold medal with him either. He had a great game. And maybe it's not fair to me say that Drew Holiday's a stiff, but watching that game last night, to me, sure didn't look like, A, an Olympian, and, B, a guy you could set your team around. Oh, here's another thing I'm wrong about.
What?
That team might resemble the 2016 Cavaliers because they do have a superstar in Giannis, but the difference is this. Our superstar and LeBron James, when he was here, never had a bad game like that. off night for LeBron James is nothing like we witnessed by Giannis. Because LeBron James on an off night can still take over a game.
So you're saying Giannis had an off night last night? He had 26 points and 14 rebounds.
God, what was he from the line?
And I'm not arguing with you at the line, but 26 and 14, and they're saying the second most important block in NBA Finals history behind LeBron James' block of Andre Iguodala.
And Ayton played bad, and the difference is this as well. You would never, in a million years, in all the finals that he played, LeBron James, I can never recall him coming out in the first 3 minutes of a game because he was winded. This dude's out of shape.
You didn't hear. They asked him after the game about it. You didn't hear the cut, did you?
No.
They asked him. A reporter said, hey, what was it? He goes, and he's a Greek, so broken English, but he's talking. He goes, how you say nicely, I had to tinkle. I had to tinkle.
That's not the case.
And he went back to the locker room. No.
He can
went
say
back
that.
To
yeah.
the locker
and took
room.
Took something. The same
and
thing
he,
that happened with Lamar Jackson. Don't buy it. No.
He had to go tinkle. He had to go wee-wee.
It doesn't take
number
you,
one.
Kenny, it doesn't take you 3 minutes to go back to the locker room, take a whiz, and come back and get into the ball game.
Maybe it wasn't just a whiz. Maybe he had to do
he
number
said
one
tinkle.
And number two.
I know. Lamar Jackson. I'm not buying it. Lamar Jackson. Okay. He was all breathing right, heavy. Well, you saw him when he would fall down, and you know, guys are going to bleed it out a little bit. We get that. They're going to get a couple of extra breaths when they're on the ground. He was sucking wind, man, hard.
Well, look at me defending Giannis Antetokounmpo. He did hyperextend his knee and was out for about a week.
Yep.
So getting his wind back, maybe like the USA, the US of A, you know, their team getting their wind back. But like you pointed out, let's go right there real quick before I forget. Bradley Beal, COVID protocols. Jeremy Grant in the COVID protocols. Both of those guys might not be eligible for the Olympic Games in Tokyo
because
they have
this.
To turn in their roster.
The Olympic Games, again, are in jeopardy. They just showed it again. I was watching the news down on the bottom. The scroll came through. They're in another – I forget the situation they call it, but coronavirus is still big in Tokyo again.
Yes.
Like a third or a fourth wave of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do this, man.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And, you know, again, we don't know country by country if all the athletes are inoculated. The United States, again, it's freedom of choice. You have the right to get inoculated or say no thank you. Did they make all the U.S. athletes, you know, get inoculated? I don't know. We just saw Governor DeWine say no. All the students don't have to, you know, be vaccinated to be back in the schoolrooms as well as the teachers. It's their choice. So I don't know what is going to happen with the Olympics.
It says right there, NBA, Bradley Beal of Team USA to miss Tokyo Olympics. So he might
Did
be
he
out
come
already.
Out? Okay.
Right. That was at 3:15. 3 minutes ago was an update. Latest news, roster qualifiers, Team USA at the Tokyo Olympics. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing doesn't just implode right now.
Let's see here. Jeremy Grant has entered the health and safety protocols. Bradley Beal expected to miss the games because of health and safety. So, you know, does this open up the door for Darius Garland to make the team?
Here's another thing to think of, too. You start thinking about this Olympics, and you're going to compare it, especially in the basketball end of things anyway, to the bubble last year, and the NBA had their playoffs. Now, people flew from all over the country to Florida but stayed in a bubble, and I guess you'd say the same thing. But this time you're flying from all over the world to stay in a bubble in Tokyo. If you're an NBA player, do you take that chance, or you just say, hey, man, I'm good. I'm good. Let me enjoy my offseason.
A lot of them have already said, no, thank you, I got a bad knee as an excuse, or my ankle's tweaked or something like that.
I don't care what your views are on this coronavirus. I've heard them all. Some people say you're nuts for taking the vaccine. Other people say God bless you for taking the vaccine. Whatever your stance is on this, do you want to fly out of the country?
Yep.
I mean, do you really want to take that chance? If you're right, great. If I'm right, fantastic. But what if we're both wrong and we go to Tokyo and somebody gets sick?
You're staying in an Olympic village with athletes from all over the world. Okay, and what do they hand out to all of these athletes over there? Condoms, because there's sexual activity amongst athletes when they meet with somebody from another part of the world.
I'm not going.
If, if they're going to be that close to each other, literally on top of each other,
hey,
no chance.
You postponed it once already, right?
Yeah.
It's another 3 years. Who cares?
Forget another 3 years. How about another 6 months or another year?
Push it back to 2022. I think it's too late because the further you postpone it from the original 4 years, which would have been last year, you start talking about people's if they're even eligible to qualify for it, man.
Well, you keep the people that are qualified now for whatever this is, or they've already earned their spot, and then you would have a shorter time in between Olympics because it's every 4 years, right? In this case, it might be every, 2 years out from the previous one because of COVID.
If I'm a gymnast, I'm a wrestler, I'm a weightlifter, if I'm an equestrian like Bruce Springsteen's daughter, I might want to go. If I'm making millions in the NBA, I'm good.
Wait a second. If you're
good.
A wrestler, you're going to go if you're a wrestler.
Yeah,
I'm not going if I'm a wrestler.
How are they going to make any money? Kenny, give them a break.
You're jumping on top of each other, though, with passing the virus.
This is their Super Bowl. This is their World Series. This is their NBA Finals. If I'm in the NBA, I mean, I might consider it. Would I go? Would I consider it? Yes, because I'm a wrestler. Where else am I going to make money in wrestling? The Olympics, dude. Let me come back with a gold medal, and the next thing you know, I either have television commercials or I'm Kurt Angle in the WWE.
Do you know if anybody who wins a medal gets a financial reward from the United States?
They do. They do. They get paid for gold medals. Absolutely, they do.
I think it's so much for gold, so much for silver, so much for bronze. Mm-hmm. You say, well, what? If you ain't first or last. No, you want to be first, second, or third because at least you're getting paid.
I remember this vividly because when Michael Phelps won the gold, and I know he's up to 28 medals. I forget how many of them are gold and the other ones are whatever. But I knew that at one point in time they talked about it, and he had indeed been paid for them.
Okay.
Now, maybe paid, but compensated, I guess I'd say.
Here we go. How much does the U.S. pay for an Olympic gold medal? U.S. Olympians will earn $37,500 for each gold medal in Tokyo, $22,500 for each silver medal in Tokyo, and $15,000 for each bronze medal in Tokyo, according to the USOPC, so United States Olympic Participation Committee or so whatever.
$30,000.
Yeah.
Michael
so
Phelps 37. Has got 23 gold medals. Do the math.
Is that what he has?
How much?
All right. Let's see here. So they're saying 37.5 is what you're getting. 37.
So average, because those, I don't know how far back those go. Just say, for argument's sake, it's $30,000 per gold medal.
Well, I went $862,000 for his gold medal.
All right.
All right. That's not too bad, right?
Pocket
That's almost $1 million. Just for swimming in a pool?
Just for swimming. Yeah, he didn't work at it or anything.
No,
he just smoking
like
pot
that.
And swimming, remember?
Yeah, that's all he did.
Okay.
He ate a lot of Subway, smoked some pot, and swam in the pool. He won 23 gold medals. Why wouldn't you want to train like him, right?
Hey, he raised a shark.
He did, and I think he beat the shark. No,
he
the
got
shark
paid
beat
for
him.
That.
Yeah, he did. He got paid for being on Shark Tank. Not Shark Tank. That's what Jamie Smoove thought it was. For Shark Week. Yes, he did. So, I mean, that's not bad, right? 37.5. So if you're an NBA player, you go there, you're making $20 million. Does 37.5, is that enough to get you to go over there and risk your life?
It took him how many Olympics to gain 23 gold medals and get all that money, and then whatever else, the silver and the bronze, whatever it was. And you got some guy like Drew Holiday goes over there and says, yeah, I'm good. I made more than that, all 23 of your gold medals last year.
Hey, the last game I played, I made double that. Right? I mean, that's what it is.
LeBron James gets paid by the minute. You think he cares about a gold medal?
Right, yeah. And so that's why you're right. The gymnasts, the swimmers, the equestrians, the whoever, those are the ones, the pole vault. Like, there's no national pole vault league that I know of, right, where you go and you get a 19-foot pole vault and you try and jump 19 feet
Here's
and make $1 million for it.
Think about this, too. This just popped in. Man, this is dangerous now. I'm starting to have ideas.
Uh-oh.
Name, image, and likeness at the collegiate level would stop Olympians from trying to get paid for gold medals. I made more money at Ohio State than you can pay me for going to Tokyo. I'm good. I don't want to chance it.
Well, here's the – and I'll counter that, okay? The devil's advocate. I do want to go because, I make a little pocket change, but then I'm a U.S. hero. maybe I want to get into broadcasting, and there are Olympics every 4 years. I come back as the analyst for the Olympics in that sport, or I get a Wheaties box deal Bruce Jenner did, who's now Caitlyn Jenner.
But think about it. What if you're a sprinter? You're going, and I don't think he's in the Olympics this year, but what if you're a sprinter and you're going up against somebody like Usain Bolt? You know you've got no chance in hell to beat him. Okay. I'm good. I'll stay. Because now they've got coronavirus over in Tokyo again. I'm good. I'll stay here.
Yeah. Even if you have your shot, you still are, you still can get the coronavirus even if you have the shot. The shot supposedly is supposed to lessen the severity of the disease.
I'm as patriotic as the next guy, but when it comes to my livelihood and my health, I'm good. I'll go to Tokyo next year.
I'm with you 100% on
Absolutely.
That. We agree on something finally. Amen to that, brother.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.